The brand name prescription drugs that are touted on television are giving state health officials a headache. Patients often ask for them by name, but with the cost of pharmaceutical drugs rising, some states now require doctors who treat Medicaid patients to get permission before prescribing the priciest drugs or choose a cheaper substitute. Some doctors say that's unwelcome interference. Charlotte Renner reports from Maine Public Radio.
Every year, state Medicaid programs shell out over $12 billion for prescription drugs. States that offer the benefit have to come up with between 20 and 50% of the cost. About a year ago, when the Medicaid prescription drug bill in Maine hit $200 million a year, that state's Commissioner of Health and Human Services tried a controversial tactic. He asked a committee of medical professionals to make a list of prescription drugs that can safely be replaced by cheaper alternatives. Then he told doctors to either avoid products on that list or convince state officials that the more expensive drugs are necessary.
We're not interfering with the practice of medicine.
Human Services Commissioner Kevin Concannon says doctors sought approval for only 1 out of 100 prescriptions, and 90% of those requests were approved last year.
In effect, what we're doing is we're offsetting some of the sort of promotion of drugs that may not be good for you, may be much more expensive than you really need to pay. Most of us in our own private lives, if we can achieve the same thing, whether it's buying a car, buying a pair of shoes or something else, equally attractive, equally effective, we're not going to say, well, I'd like to pay twice as much unless we're very misdirected.
Maine's Medicaid program has saved about $15 million over the past year by limiting access to 150 drugs. But sometimes those savings can cost patients time and aggravation. This recipient, who doesn't want to be named, needs medication for schizophrenia.
But I keep on moving without my medicine, don't know where I'm going. So I went down to get my medicine, and they says, we can't give it to you.
So she had to call her social worker, who called her doctor, and it took an extra day to get the approved dosage. Complaints like that have prompted the Maine Medical Association to speak out against the new restrictions, but individual doctors have, by and large, tolerated them, with mixed feelings. Leonard Kielsen is a Portland doctor who often gives advice about cardiovascular treatment over the telephone to primary care physicians.
Well, the Crestor is an option, the other option is just to have us...
Kielsen says such decisions should be made in a doctor's office, not by a panel working for the state.
Governmental agencies should be able to assist the choices of these products, recognizing that we serve the patient's needs for health care. And it's not just control per se, but it's control to make people better.
Maine is one of 35 states that limit the prescription of Medicaid drugs, but it's been more successful than most at saving money that way. Joy Wilson is a health policy analyst for the National Conference of State Legislatures.
Maine has probably been the most public and most aggressive that I have seen in terms of using a list and working with the physicians in the state to try to make it an effective list.
The Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, says it does not object to prior authorization programs as long as they follow federal law by responding to a doctor's request within 24 hours and guaranteeing patients emergency medication while the approval is being sought. But PhRMA has mounted legal challenges in two states. A federal court has upheld a preferred drug list used by Florida's Medicaid program. But a lower court judge in Michigan recently ruled against that state's prior authorization system. Both cases are under appeal. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Portland, Maine.